many times people think of larger organizations as concepts, peacekeeping as a concept. My film is a look at the individuals that make up this larger group who are on the front line of the most dangerous areas protecting civilians, who are leaving their homes, leaving their countries, risk their lives to make peace in the DRC. It's about the cultures that they bring and how they share those with the people of the Congo. It's about Africa and how they're helping to solve their own problems. It's about human life and how, even in the worst of circumstances, people find moments of joy, moments of clarity.
You were attached to a special group of peacekeepers from Malawi, South Africa, and Tanzania, known as the Force Intervention Brigade, or FIB. Were there many women peacekeepers in this unit?
South Africa had women working in the FIB on the front lines. Malawi had women working in staff positions in missions further away from the violence.
You were one of the few women, would you say, there?
Yes. And Tanzania also had women in staff jobs.
How do you think having more women in peacekeeping might affect the UN's work in the country?
I think women bring a lightness. You could feel in the camps where the women were that there was a little bit more laughter. We're collaborative. We invite new ideas. I think we invite discussion. And I think that would be helpful in peacekeeping.
What was one of the most difficult hurdles you had to overcome?
The conditions are very unstable. You would wake up in the morning to the call to prayer or the roosters. And if you woke up to helicopters before you heard that, you knew something bad was happening. That was, for me, the hardest part.
Did you feel frightened?
I strangely did not feel frightened. There were a couple of times we would go into a building, all of the villagers, everyone would be out, the shops would be open, people would be on the street. We'd go inside to do an interview, and we'd come outside. Every shop was closed, every door was closed, not one person on the street, which means there had been an alert that ADF was on their way to do something.
EDF?
The Allied Defense Force, one of the illegal armed groups operating in North Kivu.
Have you witnessed any attacks by them?
I was in a vehicle, did witness an attack. I spoke to villagers right after an attack.
Did you speak with many women?
I did.
Did you see a difference between their reaction and the men's reaction?
No. One of the saddest things about this area is that these massacres happen on a continuous basis. No matter how many peacekeepers you have, the ADF will fix a force in their camp and then massacre women, children, patients in the hospital. And everyone experiences this in the same way that we would if your child, brother, or your sister, or your mother were hacked to death with a machete, because that's their means. The hardest thing for me as a mother is when they come into town, they take hostages, men, women, but many times very small children, 4, 5, 6-year-olds, and the parents never see them again. Your child is gone.
What impressed you the most about being there?
Each peacekeeper I met approached their job with their complete heart. They wanted to protect these people, and it was clear that they took their jobs very seriously.
Is there anything else you might like to add?
I also got the feeling that it's a little bit of a thankless job. They go there, they leave their homes, they leave their families. It's really difficult circumstances. They work really hard, and we as the global community just sort of take this job for granted. And it's a great sacrifice. It's not a means of making money. It's a means of doing your job, being a proud soldier in this very special circumstance of being a peacekeeper.